online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
Love is complex. Sometimes love confounds. I've learnt this a lot. A lot of my life.
Every time you go starting a talk break about love, I just, it's part of me cringes. The other part just wants to laugh hysterically.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's just that natural reaction I have. Like when you stub your toe on the couch, it's really sore and painful. But at some point you're thinking, far out, that was pretty funny because who put that couch there?
As I've said many times before on this program, the day when I eventually do find someone, it's going to be the saddest day on this program.
Oh, we're going to run out of content left, right, and center.
We might as well just pack up the show and just go home. But
sorry, guys, Matt got a girlfriend. We're not doing a show today.
I think so long as we have people like the following, I think we're going to be just fine. In the States, 4th of July over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Proposals do take form, some rather interesting and creative ideas, and then there's some where the actual act of proposal and how it happens should give girls involved light in their brain to tell them just to run away. This is one of those times. So in the town of Muskogee in Oklahoma, I believe, police body camera video captured a man by the name of Brandon Thompson being arrested for 6 felony warrants on his birthday, for starters.
Mm.
And then he decided, in the midst of that, will be the absolutely perfect chance, the perfect opportunity to propose to his girlfriend.
Hang on a second, hang on. I've seen a video of this in the past.
Yes.
Not sure if it's this one.
Yeah.
Where it was actually a setup.
Right. Well,
was this one a
has
setup?
A poster date of July the 2nd, so July the 6th this year.
So it's a new one.
Which is yesterday.
So it was it set up, though?
No, it doesn't appear to be set up. It was 6 felony charges. The bride-to-be did say, oh my gosh, is he serious? We go through your ups and downs. I guess it's like an unconditional love. You go through your ups and downs, you say, as your partner proposes you during an arrest. Can't be more up and down than that.
I can't think of a worse place to propose. Like, I mean, okay, sure, obviously there's the funeral. You don't want to propose there, but where else can you think of that would, you know, because obviously you're the person who would normally suggest these places, like, hey, let's get arrested and propose while you're doing that.
Mm.
Where else is a bad place to propose?
Classical concert. I'll tell you why, right?
Here we go.
Because I feel like
someone like Matt is driving his car up the stairs to try and find a car.
Up to the concert hall. Yep, that's right. That's right. And, well, if I hadn't gone into trouble for that before, I feel like the crowd would not appreciate it. I feel like that'd be the sort of crowd that really wouldn't appreciate you interrupting a performance halfway through by proposing. I don't know. Something about it. It's a stereotype.
Have you had experience with this before?
I've been to the concert hall to see Air Supply, but not to see a classical concert.
You've been to the concert hall down the stairs in your car. Yes, that's a different story altogether.
That too. Imagine if I would have proposed during that time too.
Oh, that would have been just like night and a half, right?
Yeah, it would have been. So I think there's a lesson for you, not so much me. I'm not in that position.
Why
near
for
that position.
Me? What do I have to learn from this?
I'm just saying, learn for future. Just general advice. I'm not insinuating anything. You're the one that's insinuating.
I didn't say nothing. I said, oh my goodness, Matt, what the heck?
What the heck? Yeah, what the heck?
How did this go from some guy getting arrested to me?
I'm just saying, don't get arrested, like, all right?
Don't get arrested. That is some great advice from you, Matt. Like, honestly, that is better than you telling me to buy my girlfriend flowers.
It is. As I said, sometimes advice for me may not be great, but it
never is.
You know, it's practical too.
Yeah, great. Kitchenradio.com.au